University of Jamestown volleyball team getting ready to play in the NAI National Championships December 3rd, 4th, and 5th in Sioux City, Iowa at the Tyson Event Center. And we will have coverage of all the Jimmy matches for you on ESPN Jamestown and online at newsdakota.com. And right now we are joined by the head coach of the Jimmies, John Hegerle. Coach, how are we doing today?
I'm great, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for stopping by. And I know it's little bit of a slower week kind of leading in because you've got Thanksgiving holiday and campus is shut down, all that stuff. But you guys are still active and practicing, getting ready for this trip to Sioux City.
Yeah, fortunately or unfortunately for our players, we're still doing practices. It kind of feels a little bit like preseason. No one else on campus, no studies, no classes. And, of course, I like that. I hope the players do too.
Yeah, well, And obviously, you guys had a great win last week, beating the College of St. Mary. We talked about it a little bit after the match, and just the way the school and the community came out and supported that match was just unbelievable.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I think that's maybe the vision of the Harold Newman Arena is hosting things like that, but we haven't had that yet. And to see the community, I talked to the coach ahead of time and I said, I think there might be quite a few people here, Rick. That's the coach at College of St. Mary's. But I didn't anticipate the environment that was there, and that was just a great experience, and we're so glad and feel so honored that we were able to be part of it.
Well, when you guys are dealing with this over 2 week layoff essentially to get ready to play again, what has sort of been the schedule, or what does it look like for your team?
Well, the first thing we had to do was try to get healthy. We just had a lot of players with these nagging injuries that just because of our schedule we weren't able to take care of, and so we did something where we did 3 days of practice on, and then we did 3 days off, and then 3 days on. That ended today, the second 3 days on. We're planning on taking Thursday and Friday, most of Friday off, but with the weather, we're thinking our players might have to come back a little bit early.
Yeah,
and so we'll practice Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday probably, and then we play Tuesday. So we're looking forward to it.
Well, you guys got your pool. You'll be in Pool H along with Columbia, who's number 9, and then a couple of unranked teams in Westmont and Xavier out of Louisiana. Jimmy fans may be familiar with Westmont. That is where the Jimmy baseball team went this spring to play in the opening round of the NAI baseball tournament. But those three teams will be your opponents. You know when and who you're going to play now. And what are your first reactions when looking at this pool?
Oh, my first reactions were, boy, I thought Westmont and Xavier could be ranked a little bit higher because they have a great record. And just watching on film, they're quality teams. Westmont has been to the national tournament a number of years in a row. And they've got some really good players. I think they have a couple 6'3 players that are playing, and so they're going to be big as well. And they've had a good season. And with Xavier, I was able to watch them. They've been in, I think it said they were in 8 or 9 opening round matches.
Yeah, they had lost 8 in a row.
Yeah, and so this was their 9th, and they punched their ticket in 3-0 fashion. And I think they're pretty excited about that. And they as well, when I watch them play, they're a really solid team. I don't see a lot of weaknesses, and so it'll be good volleyball.
Well, and when you look at this pool, you have, of the top 18 records in the NAI, you have all 4 teams inside the top 18 in terms of record. You guys obviously are approaching 30 wins. Hopefully we'll get it next week. You've got one other 30-win team in the pool. So record-wise, these teams have taken care of business on the schedule in front of them.
They have, and when you look at Columbia and Westmont, they may be a little bit similar to us. One of the things that we have as an advantage is our strength of our conference play, the quality teams we play. But Columbia also has a really tough conference with both Park and Missouri Baptist and in that conference as well, and those are, I think, 2 of the top 3 or 4 teams in the country there. And then Westmont, with the GSAC, they have a really tough conference as well, and we know they play quality teams. And so I just believe, both Columbia and Westmont will be ready to play. Xavier, I'm not sure what their conference is like, but just watching them play, they got some good things going on.
John Hegerle is our guest, head volleyball coach at the University of Jamestown. They get ready to play in the NAI National Championships December 3rd, 4th, and 5th in Sioux City. Once you got the pool on Sunday, and I know we kind of texted a little bit on Sunday that you were already looking ahead a little bit to see who you could potentially play, what does the prep look like for you and your staff leading into next week?
Well, the first thing, it kind of gives us a direction in our player. You get to see it with our players. They felt like, okay, here we go. We know who we're playing. We know when we're playing. We're excited. We like our schedule. It's very similar that we've had last year and the year before, and so we're looking forward to that afternoon schedule. But, you know, then it's with our players is just watching game film, trying to figure out some of the tendencies that the teams that we play. You know, a lot of teams that we play in the GPAC run a 6-2, but some of these teams run a 5-1, which is a little bit different. So we've been working on that in practice. But then again, it's just really about us preparing ourselves, working on a lot of things that we can get better at. And I've been really happy with our practices. I've been really competitive. And when I look at the level and when I stand back and I gauge the level, we're a better team than we were this preseason. So that's a really good sign for us. And you always hope that happens.
Well, the phrase you always throw at me is perpetual ascension.
Yep.
And you guys have continued to make strides in the national tournament. Obviously, I know there was a lot of heartbreak after the way it ended last year in Sioux City, but moving forward to this year, what would make this a successful trip to the national tournament?
You know, for us, for our team and our program, the next step would be to get into that round of 16 and get to the Elite Eight or the Final Four would obviously be the next step. You know, if we get in the national championship, that would be great. And I think that we are a stronger team than we were last year. A lot of it just because of the veteran players we have coming back and how they've grown. Our ball handling is better. Our serve receive is better. Our defense is better. And that's just, you know, when we talk about that perpetual ascension, that's just the nature of a program when you continue to do things the way that our players do things. And so we're really excited about it.
So I mentioned the way it ended last year. Obviously, you sweep Viterbo earlier in the week. You have to play them again in a tie break on Thursday night in the wee hours of the morning, essentially, that behind a curtain, nobody got the chance to watch it from afar. Has that sort of been something that your players have used as a little motivation here this season, the players that have come back?
Yeah, you know, we don't want to be in that position again. You know, last year all Southern Oregon had to do was beat Viterbo, but all Southern Oregon needed to do really was to beat Viterbo one set, and they knew it. So the whole psychology behind it, once Viterbo beat Southern Oregon and we thought we were going to be in, and so now all of a sudden we're like, oh, crud, we have to play again, and they're all excited. It's just such a tough psychological battle. And so it's a disadvantage for the team that's, you know, sitting there waiting and think that they're in. And so it's just a not a good system. I know that they were throwing around some different ideas that they had like three or four other models that have been used in the past, and all those we would have been in the Sweet 16. But they didn't use it, and then when I looked this year, it hadn't changed. So I'm sure that's going to be a conversation again because nobody wants to be in that position.
Yeah, absolutely not. And the Tyson Event Center obviously is a fantastic host for these tournaments. Sioux City does a great job. I've been down to one tournament with your team. I've been there a handful of times with the Jimmy women's basketball team. There's nothing quite like that tournament in Sioux City.
No, it's phenomenal. I always say it's the best national volleyball tournament at any level. The way they do it with the pool play. And Sioux City does such a phenomenal job with having hosts, and the whole city and community just embraces the tournament. And so you really feel welcomed, and it's a great experience for our student-athletes, and we're just fortunate to be part of that. And it just is – it's exciting, and our players are just pretty excited about it.
You mentioned the schedule of games. You'll play at 1 on Tuesday, 2 on Wednesday, and 4 on Thursday. So you have the middle time slot. You don't have the early games where you have to get up early, get the girls going. You don't have the late games where you have to sit around all day. It's kind of the sweet spot that you guys have with these middle games.
It is, and as long as we're in the GPAC, you know, what they do is they want to spread those GPAC teams out in different pools, and they want the evening pools to be filled with GPAC teams that are local so they can get a lot more people there. So like Northwestern will be playing in it. You know, if Dort was in it, they would be there. You got College of St. Mary's, Morningside, obviously they're the hosts, so they're going to have a lot of people. So they'll have all the evening ones. So as long as that's the case, I would guess we'll probably be the afternoon or even the morning, but we really like the afternoon.
Well, as of right now, I'm scheduled to cover the Pool D matches, which are all evening matches. So I could have some late nights at the Tyson Event Center next week.
Yes, you could. And I think last year, that very first day, we had a number of matches go five. And so maybe the 8 o'clock match wasn't played until 9:30 or 10 o'clock. So that was a rough start. But, yeah, you might be there late, Steve.
Yeah, that's all right. Then that'll keep me out of trouble in Sioux City. Coach, I appreciate the time as always. Really looking forward to getting to Sioux City and watching your team this week.
Yeah, thanks for your support, Steve. We're looking forward to it.
That is John Hagerly, head volleyball coach of the Jimmies. You can listen to all three matches and then some, hopefully, of the Jimmies next week from the Tyson Event Center. Tuesday, they'll kick it off against Xavier. That'll start at 1 o'clock on ESPN Jamestown.